You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jay Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvin Mutinoff, coming to you live from our home at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same at 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream. Good morning, live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. It is the end.
I was trying to think of a song. This is the end.
That would work too.
Yeah, it is absolutely the last time we are here. Calvin, can I get it one more time?
Yeah, you were kind of surprised when I told you yesterday that today's my last show because I'm retiring.
What?
Yeah. Although, actually, people have been so nice to me. Mm-hmm. I'm never leaving now. I've just decided.
Yeah, exactly.
I've decided to unretire, and I'm just going to stay.
Yeah, there you go.
And no, seriously, thank you, everybody who has sent messages. And I will respond to all of your emails. It's just going to take me a little bit. So thank you again so very much, everyone. Yes, it is my last show today, but things will continue. And There's something else going on today as well, Calvin.
Happy birthday to Civic Engineer and Civic Media Engineer Drew Smith.
And Greg Bach, also celebrating a birthday today.
Goodness, I can't believe that.
Happy birthday, Greg Bach.
And I've decided that I am not retiring either, and every day here is my birthday. This is exactly what I would like every time I'm in the studio.
Going forward. A party every single
day. It's in my contract and my rider. Every day is Greg birthday day.
Yes.
Indeed.
Happy birthday, Greg. Happy birthday, Drew, who also is in the building today. I have been told to be like water today.
Yes. You said be like water.
Be like water.
We're going to be having fun. We'll be talking about some news, but it's going to be visits from friends. We're going to be watching some fun stuff.
Some old videos coming back to haunt me.
And there are some surprises as well. So you want to stick around. And I will say this, if you can today, dear listeners, this is a day to definitely catch it on the live stream. You want to be watching because it'll be fun.
There will be some visuals, I understand. And again, we've been teasing you about the perm that I had that really should have its own
zip
code.
The perm!
That ate Milwaukee!
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you may want to take a look at that. It's pretty funny,
actually. Two of the biggest threats to Milwaukee, Cryptosporidium and the perm.
And the perm. Also, today is our final day for the multi-state text-to-win grown-up giftless contest. So here's what you do. Yep. You know how this works by now. Get your phone. Open up the Civic Media app and text in the word is gift.
Gift.
Gift. G-I-F-T. This hour's keyword is gift. G-I-F-T. Text in gift within the next hour by 10 o'clock, and you are in the running for our daily prize of $200. That's going to come in handy.
That'll definitely come in handy during the holiday season.
Absolutely. And then one of three great grand prizes, including a new snowblower, stainless steel cookware set, or a portable air conditioner. But you must enter via only the Civic Media app. So text in the word gift, G-I-F-T. Gift is this hour's keyword. And then Tom Hartman will have a new word for you coming up in the 11 o'clock hour.
Gift, as in what I give you on your birthday or the holidays or for a retirement. Gift.
Is a gift.
People are getting real interesting with their spellings.
It's only four letters, you guys.
Yep.
You can do it.
We believe in you.
You can do it.
You have the gift of spelling.
You do. G-I-F-T is this hour's keyword. You can get it in successfully, just like Michael in Tosa and Carmela in Milwaukee and Carol in Waukesha and Mark in Jefferson and so many others. Good luck and text in the word gift. Wanted to start off with this today. Dan Schaefer is going to be joining us in a little bit. We have J.R. Ratcliffe also coming up in just a little bit. But we have no health insurance deal. I know this isn't a surprise.
Wow, we were having fun there. We were just having a really good time and was just like, yeah, birthdays, retirement, parties, and contests. And you're like, And guess what, everybody? You have no health care.
Well, I am nothing if not the killer of joy. This is true. My job.
Yes.
Wisconsin Examiner Jennifer Shutt has the byline, U.S. Senate hits stalemate on solution to spiraling health insurance costs. Senators voted 51-48 on a GOP bill co-sponsored by Louisiana Senator Bill Cassidy and Idaho Senator Mike Crapo. All that does is give funding to HSA accounts for some ACA people during the 26 and 2027 years.
And it was originally $2,000, and now...
And then it was less.
It was $1,000 to $1,500. So,
right.
And really, when it comes down to it, folks, this isn't even a Band-Aid. This isn't even a Band-Aid. You can't afford to buy Band-Aids with the money that they want to give people. And you can only certain people qualify.
Mm-hmm.
It's not for everybody.
Right.
And also, I have to wonder then, you then have to go through the process of opening up your own HSA account if you don't have one. Not everybody has an HSA. This reminds me kind of a little bit of when they talked about turning Social Security into private accounts. Like, they want you to have your own account. We'll give you some money. And also, and again, what was the big complaint about the ACA / Obamacare? It's socialized medicine. We're just giving things away. We weren't. We were allowing individuals to access individual health insurance coverage.
On the marketplace.
On the marketplace, giving their money to the bloated billionaire robber baron creeps that the GOP hates, the insurance companies. Now, their fix to the ACA / Obamacare, because they are the same thing, is to just give some people some money and then be done with it. What sounds like more like socialized medicine to you, Jane?
Yeah, that seems a little socialist to me.
Yeah, it sounds like giving money away, that welfare. Ooh.
Yeah, and if I understand correctly, because I haven't had an HSA in a long time, that money is only good for a year. And if you don't spend it within that first year, you lose it, is what I thought. No?
It depends. It's we have an HSA rollover.
You do?
Yeah. So it depends what it is. I don't know the terms of it all, but like I said, because this would be a government-funded HSA, does that mean then the government... This is a real question. I'm not trying to be snarky. Does the government have to then start up its own exchange or own system where you have to sign up for the government HSA program? The money will then be... Or do you have to open one up at your bank? Or do you have to go through a third party? Or do the insurance companies who don't already have it start their own HSA system? I mean, there are a lot of questions. And once again, we are looking at a quote solution that never really settled on the problem. You know what I mean? Like, they're like, oh, let's give them $1,500. Well, what is that going to be good for? HSA. But why?
Well, right. And what happens after that?
Yeah, exactly.
And the other change that they instituted that was part of this GOP plan, at least, you only get the choice of either a bronze or the even lesser plan.
Mm-hmm.
So you're still paying more, but you're paying more now for less coverage.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
Yes.
Yay?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Something that we talked about today, this morning on Pat's show, and I want to make this appeal to everybody. Today is Universal Healthcare Coverage Day. And I want you to think about what's going on. The fact that we have leaders in Washington who are voting on something that will absolutely not help pretty much anybody. Great. Awesome. I'm not going to shake a stick at $1,000 to $2,000. It will be used to cover my health care, but it's not going to be enough to do. And for the people who have the plans that will get the money, their deductibles are going to be so large.
Well, exactly. I mean, most deductibles are $5,000 a person.
And that's if you're lucky.
Right.
And if you have those bronze plans and those low plans, you're it's like $10,000-$15,000. That all being said, this plan is being decided by a group of lawmakers who enjoy probably the best healthcare coverage in the nation. It is star-spangling amazing. They don't have to worry about it. Their families don't have to worry about anything. And not to mention the fact that a lot of them are so rich that a trip to the hospital won't even dent their weekly paycheck. And I want to add one more thing onto that. Currently, we have leadership in Madison who do not want to who still, after over a decade, do not want to extend Obamacare tax breaks for Wisconsinites, calling it welfare. We have lawmakers in Madison who don't want to extend
coverage for new mothers
under money that's available because they call it welfare. These individuals also enjoy amazing health care coverage. Their families enjoy amazing health care coverage. And a few of them, more than a few, have enough money where they can afford a trip to the hospital if they need to. They are also a group of people who will be working about 2 to 3 months next year.
Wisconsin lawmakers
who will get full pay, full benefits, and they are telling us we can't have access to health care. You go to myvote.wi.gov. You find the leaders who represent you. Even if they're voting for it, you tell them what you want from them. You tell them to lead better or to make better choices for us. Because right now, a group of rich people who get great health care coverage telling us what we can and can't have, that is reprehensible to me. That is affecting everyone. Even if you voted for this party, if you voted for the GOP, this is still going to affect your pocketbook. It's going to affect your family. And it is absolutely unacceptable in my opinion. So go to myvote.wi.gov and tell your leaders what you expect from them.
Got a couple of texts coming in. HSA is your money that can roll over. Mm-hmm. And FSA is the money that you lose after every year. And Aaron texted in too. FSAs are the funds that expire. Mark from Sussex, I thought it was the Affordable Care Act, biggest lie ever. It's not perfect, Mark. Not by any stretch of the imagination, but there seems to, again, be this collective amnesia about what it was like before the ACA, mm-hmm. when insurance companies could reject you for pretty much anything and call it a pre-existing condition and therefore not give you coverage.
Yeah. Yes. It was... There were, you know, you preventative visits, mammograms, things like that weren't covered. Like there were a lot of good things. There are a lot of good things in the ACA. It can be improved upon.
Absolutely.
But right now, what they are trying to do is the amount of people who will lose their health care period because they won't be able to afford it will be absolutely embarrassing to this country. We are the world's richest nation. We are told all the time that our health care system is the best one in the world. But yet we have so many people who are uncovered, not covered enough, and go, I think 500,000 people a year go into bankruptcy every year because of medical
Just go on GoFundMe. Just go on GoFundMe and look at all the fundraisers for people who are just trying to cover their medical bills.
Yeah. And we need leaders who are coming through to represent us to actually do something about this. And I'm talking to both parties on this one.
And I think that that's a lot of people's frustration and certainly mine on both sides. There just doesn't seem to be much of an appetite to actually fix things. Mm-hmm. There really doesn't.
Yeah.
And this is a cliff that's got, we're on the edge of the cliff.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And the people who are looking at us as we're going over are the ones who are buying up all the properties, who are buying up all the companies, who are buying up all of our leaders and watching us take the fall.
And before you call your lawmaker, by the way,
at
myvote.wi.gov, look up how much money they get from the insurance companies. I'm just curious.
Yes. Open secrets.
Just a thought.
Open secrets.
Coming up, major breaking medical news. Wowza. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, Sweet Cal B on the board. Coming to you from our home at Radio Park in Racine, you can join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Today is the final day of our multi-state text to win grown-up gift list contest. So get your phone.
Get your phone.
Open up the Civic Media app.
Mm-hmm.
Pick your favorite station. WAUK would be a good choice.
That's right.
Text in the word GIFT. G-I-F-T. Text in the word GIFT. You have until 10 o'clock, and that gets you in the running for $200. That's our daily prize and one of three grand prizes. But you have to enter, text in the word via the Civic Media app only. Text in the word GIFT, G-I-F-T. You'll have another chance with Tom Hartman coming up in the 11 o'clock and 2 o'clock hours. Mm-hmm. 11 o'clock and 1 o'clock hours.
Yes.
John and Gordy will have chances for you later on this afternoon, and then two with Pete Schwabba.
And it's not just the gift of the text to win gift. We have another one more gift to give away to the listeners.
We do.
It's on. There it is. Yeah, you got it. It's the final Beyond the Cheese hat. Knit by Wisconsin Knitwear. Steve at Wisconsin Knitwear came to the studio many months ago, and he brought these here as a surprise to us. And we've been giving them away all year long. So in the second hour, you want to stick by that phone because we're going to give you a question.
Yep. There's going to be a quiz.
There'll be a quiz. Yep. And one person will walk away, the owner of this fine, fine head covering that says Beyond the Cheese. So there you go.
You will be the envy of everyone in your neighborhood.
Yeah, absolutely. Walk around, strut. Make just strut. Be like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, did I tell you? Oh, what's going on? My new hat?
I love it. That's coming up next hour. We want to spend we don't have a whole lot of time to do this, but
no.
Breaking news from the medical industry, Craig, it has been proven that spines can be regrown.
Oh.
It's amazing.
That was a long walk to a joke there, folks.
Woo. It's amazing.
What's going on?
Red state Republicans in Indiana reject mid-decade gerrymander, rebuking months of Trump pressure. Mm-hmm. We talked about this a little bit yesterday.
Yeah.
Several Indiana Republicans pushing back against Donald Trump's demand, essentially, that they do redistricting in the middle of a decade, which is not how that works.
Well,
typically,
redistricting doesn't happen in the middle of the decade unless, you know, you're in Wisconsin and we're redrawing our unfair gerrymandered maps. But that's all process. That's all part step by step through the law, through the courts, all those things decided. This was literally the president of the United States calling up a governor and saying, give me this.
Do this.
And that is unprecedented. That should give everyone pause who is listening. And that should give the supporters pause, too, because what's the next step? What's the next thing they demand? What's the next thing they expect? And there can be, you know, there can be retribution, punishment. I'm sure both of those Republicans who said no in Indiana will be primaried.
Oh, and they were swatted.
Yeah.
A bunch of them got swatted. And if you don't know what swatting means, someone calls the police department and says that there's something horrible going on at your address.
Yep.
So they don't know if people there are armed or what they're, that can be a very, very dangerous situation.
Yeah.
But it seems like that is part of the reason why these Indiana Republicans pushed back.
Yep.
They were furious that they were being swatted and targeted to this extent. One lawmaker in Indiana says, I was angry. Another one said he has a daughter with Down syndrome, and he was offended by Trump's use of a slur for people with disabilities to insult Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, who, by the way, since Trump has done that, now I've seen reports that people are driving past Tim Walz's home and yelling out the R word as they drive past. Isn't that just lovely?
Yeah. And I want to make this point, too, is when we think about how dismal and bleak it can feel, moments like this, when we see lawmakers standing up, and especially lawmakers from the same party as the president, those are the bright, shining moments that come through the cracks of everything that feels so bleak. This is how it starts.
Yes.
There are already examples throughout the year of people standing up and saying no and saying, we will not do what you tell us. We are going to proceed and we are going to protect this democracy. But things like this are very important to speak up about and to remember and to say, here are the examples of how we come together as a people, period, together as a people, and protect this nation, because we're not for sale. We cannot be told what to do in this manner. It's just not right. And I completely applaud those two lawmakers, those in Indiana.
In Indiana, yeah. Oh, and they're getting a lot of heat for it, and they will continue to get heat for it. So, I give them an immense amount of credit for their courage. Trump actually went so far as to threaten pulling all federal monies out of Indiana unless they capitulated and did what he wanted. That's what mobsters do.
That's not the
American way.
No, it's not. And if you agree with that, If you agree with that, text or call in right now and tell me that. And tell me why. I want to know why you agree with such bullying behavior, blatant, un-American, and unbecoming, embarrassing. And that makes me just say even more so, kudos to those lawmakers protecting the people, all of us together, because that's the only way we do this is by learning and talking and moving together.
You can regrow a spine. It's been done.
Medicine!
Look at that. News is coming up next. Then Dan Schaefer will be here for some recombobulating on this Friday. You still have time, by the way, to text in the word GIFT, G-I-F-T, via the Civic Media app. All part of our multi-state text to win grown-up giftless contest. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the vast, statewide, countrywide, pick us up around the world on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning. Welcome, welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvin Butenoff, and a cast of thousands coming to you live from our home at Radio Park in Racine. Join us at 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream. Good morning, live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. It's Friday, so Dan Schaefer is here from the recombobulation area. Also Civic Media's political editor and making special time to join the show, Journal Sentinel sports guru J.R. Radcliffe is here. Good morning, J.R. How are you?
I am great. You know what? I just flashbacked. The year is 1990, I don't know, six, seven. I'm in high school, but just started high school.
Brag. All right.
Getting on bus 3:13 in the morning. 6 in the morning is when we caught that bus. 6:04 is when that bus was on the corner. It's freezing cold out. I'm sitting in the pitch black bus somewhere toward the back. And on the over the speaker comes the bars that you just heard, the beginning of the Pack Arena. This was young J.R. Radcliffe's first experience with Jane Mettenier and her handiwork. What a time to be alive it was.
I probably really screwed you up as a child that like altered the course of your life and send you on a dark path.
Welcome to another edition of Jane not taking compliments.
No, Jane, so many other people screwed me up. You were not part of that group of people. It's really fine.
Good to know. I appreciate that. We had so much fun putting that together, and we talked about it earlier this week, and none of us expected to turn into the thing that it turned into. And the fact that we sold cassettes at $5 a piece now is just so precious, because that's the way things were delivered at the time. We didn't, you know, everything wasn't live streamed yet. So we sent those all over the world. We had requests from all over the world for copies of the Pack Arena, and they played it for the space shuttle, you guys. So if we're ever invaded by aliens, it might be my fault.
Or it's your fault. It's you're the reason that the aliens are coming to save us.
There you go.
And create a utopian society of 90s Packers fans.
Obviously, that's what it's going to
be. We're here for Reggie White. Oh, no. Oh.
J.R., I remember one of the first times when I was still producing for Kristen, because that's how I got to know you, was through As Goes Wisconsin and Kristen Bry when I first started here. And one of the first breaks we had you on, we were talking about something with Aaron Rodgers, and I looked so hard for that douche song. Do you remember that? You're a douche, you're a big fizzy douche.
Oh boy.
I played that as the bumper music, and the look on JR's face was just horrified. But it was
appropriate. That's what I'm thinking.
Right.
Yes. He continues to be one of the more confounding personalities in current or former Wisconsin sports orbit. He will continue to be. He's having an okay year on the field. He missed a game, which would have been nice because it was against the Bears, and it would have been nice if the Steelers had knocked off the Bears in that game. They did not. But, you know what? I'm happy for him. He's got a very real, actual wife at home where he can just, like, hang
Does
out.
He?
And. Oh, I take him at face value. Everything he says is true.
He's definitely a man of his word, is what we've learned over the years.
But we haven't actually seen this person or anything.
Yeah, I think that's my point.
Okay.
We'll see if it's real or not. Actually, we probably won't see. He's just going to keep this up as long as he can.
If he's done anything like his vaccination statement, did he actually say he was married, or did he just say, joined at location or something of that nature.
He's been matrimonized.
Matrimonized. Yeah.
Oh, exactly. Good.
He's been vaccinated from single life. Wow, two Hall of Fame stellar Green Bay quarterbacks just down the tubes, personal life and after. Like, it's just, he's, every time I look at Aaron Rodgers, I just look at him like the big brother that you used to like idolize and you
look
realize
up to.
Oh, you're a weirdo.
Yeah. Well, now Jordan Love's on the clock. He's got, you know, a decade of great MVP quality quarterback play, and then he's gonna slide into oblivion and I don't know, believe conspiracy theories about like water not being real or something like that. I don't even know.
It's kind of a lesson as you cover sports for longer and longer period of time that just there is a fine line between greatness and madness in a lot of things. And sports is definitely part of that, especially when you get put on the pedestal like top flight athletes do. They start to, you know, they start to wonder who they can trust, and they start to wonder, you know, if they start living in their own little world, right? So that enables them to do things that are above the law or above morality or above just like common freaking sense.
Well, I was thinking about that too. Also, most of these players, especially football, I mean, I would say a lot of American players, I can't speak for Europe or anything like that, but like baseball, football, and basketball, most of these guys have been worshipped since middle school or high school, sure. Surrounded by sycophants, adults who want to scrounge up
and being told how great they are.
And also mm-hmm. when you pair that with the fact that their whole life is that one sport all the time, I'm not saying that all of them aren't capable of it, but I also kind of understand why it seems like you'll see a dim light in their eyes when they're being interviewed. All they know is the sport and being the best person ever.
Yeah.
That's all they know. They're not concerning themselves with the news. They're not because it doesn't affect them. They're rich. They can buy them, you know? So it's like, there's a bit of almost empathy and sadness I have for them because they've just been in this tunnel their entire life. So when they do say something dumb, I'm kind of like, yeah, but they've been playing this sport for 30 years and they're only 35. So of course they don't know about, you know, trade deals in Europe.
Well, this is part of what I love about Giannis too, because he doesn't come up through that, like, you know, American sports like feeder system that you know, where he's being told he's the greatest. He was, you know, selling watches on the street in Greece when mm-hmm. when a lot of other players were, you know, being told they were the greatest thing since sliced bread. So I think, you know, Giannis, the fact that he has built himself, he's self-made, in every respect and grew into the, you know, what I think is one of the 15 best players in the history of the sport now, you know? So,
and I also think the fact that it also has to do with your upbringing as well. From everything I've heard, you know, that kind of life, you have family in mind, you're brought up with good values, you are an immigrant family to like Greece by way of Nigeria.
His parents were from Nigeria.
Yeah. That's a huge move.
Yeah.
And so I have to imagine that there's certain values that were instilled very young for him. And I know that because you see it in what he talks about, how he behaves himself in front of people. How he acts. I don't want to say behaves. That sounds.
Just his character.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Exactly. He just seems like if you took away the basketball aspect, he'd still be an amazing person.
Right.
That's
right.
What I really, really, really enjoy about him.
855-752-4842. John from Oshkosh just sent us a link for Mr. Douchebag. I don't think that's the right song, John, but we'll take a look and check that out. If you're just joining us on Matt and Air on Air, our guests are Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor, also the creator of the Recombobulation Area, and Journal Sentinel sports guru J.R. Radcliffe is here to talk all things sports balls. The Packers and the Broncos, how are we feeling about this matchup? It's going to be actually pretty nice in Denver when they play.
I know they're hitting 60 degrees. I'm super jealous of what they got going on in the mountains. So the Broncos are the best team in the AFC, at least as record goes. And it's not that they're infallible. They're pretty vulnerable, I think, especially on offense. But so that's a really interesting matchup between the Packers defense has been very good lately. And I think that'll be a really good, a really good test for them. We're late in the season. It's an AFC game is not as important typically as an NFC game, but the Packers are in a record wins loss record fight with the Bears for control of the NFC North and for playoff seeding positioning. You know, they still have a very good chance at getting the number one seed, especially if they can win their last four games, which will be hard. But if they could pull this out against Denver, the thing about the Packers is they've won a lot of games. They've looked very good. I think they are a Super Bowl contender. But they haven't won a lot of convincing games, and that leads me to believe that when they get up against a team like the Broncos, I would expect the Broncos to win. You know, they're the Packers haven't shown that they're a truly dominant team by any stretch. The good news for them is very few teams, if any teams in the NFL, can be called dominant. So if they beat Denver, even if it's close, I think that's a sort of a statement like, okay, they're not just a team that's winning the games they're supposed to and just getting by and surviving here and there. They're actually a formidable Super Bowl candidate. So it's a nice test. It's going to be really tough for them, but I think they could pull this off.
Hopefully they'll hold their own. I'm just concerned that this is going to be a game where all of their flaws are going to be exposed going up against a team like the Broncos.
The Broncos have a great defense. And they have a really good pass defense. That it's going to be tough for Jordan Love to, kind of have the success that he's had in the last couple of weeks against, the Bears and the Lions. The Broncos is a different beast as far as their defense and all of that. But I am really interested to see how the pass rush and the defense shows up in this one, because Bo Nix, he's a good young quarterback, but he's not a great one. And if Micah Parsons can get after him early, he's, younger quarterbacks can feel in the pressure, can start throwing that ball around. If the Packers start getting some turnovers, get that pass rush going, that could be trouble for them. So that's what I'm watching. I want this to be a Micah Parsons game. I want Micah Parsons to go nuts and get after Bo Nix in Denver. How about that?
There you go.
If you want someone to follow, the Broncos have a right guard, offensive guard named Quinn Meinerz. He was a first-team All-Pro selection last year. He is from Hartford, Wisconsin. He went to Whitewater.
My hometown.
Yes, University of Wisconsin-Whitewater. When he came into the league, he was known for letting his belly show. He's a big fella, and he got some notoriety for the belly, but also he's fantastic at football. He's been crushing it. So if you want somebody to cheer for in those orange uniforms, that's your guy.
There you go.
We know how to grow them in Hartford.
Just, there we go.
That's all I'll say. Let's talk Bucks real quickly, JR, with the time we got left.
Oh,
I know.
Are we sure we want to? Now, today's a good day to talk about them because
they won.
They won. They won handily. They rallied big, big time in the third quarter against a Celtics team that's been playing very well. Dan knows the Bucks well. I think they're really still quite bad.
You said that with such positivity.
Of course, they're really bad.
I looked at Dan really immediately after you said that, and he had a look of like, yeah.
I think they're quite bad. However, the schedule is pretty favorable in the next few weeks. Like, even without Giannis, they should be able to get some wins. If they don't get some wins, well, that's fine. It's curtains. They're in deep, deep doo-doo. But I still think they're going to be able to at least tread water here for the next few weeks. Kevin Porter's really good. Like, when he's in there, they're a different animal. Kyle Kuzma's been way better than anyone thought he would be this year. So there's still some things to like about it. It's rough. But last night was promising. We'll see where that takes them.
Well, JR, I want to thank you for all of your hits on the show and for joining us for the last couple of years. It's been fabulous getting to know you, and I have learned things about sports balls, and I credit you and Paul Noonan for that. So thank you very much for that.
Well, it's my pleasure. I appreciate it. It was wonderful getting a chance to hang out with you every so often. And I hope you enjoy retirement. You can go to some sporting events. You can go watch sports balls on your own. You don't even need us now.
That's exactly where I'm going to be every single time.
We got our Bucks season tickets for next year.
Jane's going to be courtside next to David Gruber. Yeah. It's going to be great.
I love that for you.
Me and the Groobs. Just look for us down there.
Jane and the Groobs coming fall.
Thank you, JR.
Brett and a Brooks and a Tucker and a Reggie.
We got a break coming up. Jerry from Milwaukee will take you on the other side. Thank you for your patience. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach. Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our home at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us, call or text, or leave a message on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Dan Schaefer is here, Civic Media's political editor and the creator of the multi award-winning recombobulation area. I wanted to take Jerry, who has been waiting very patiently on the phone. Jerry from Milwaukee joining us on the line. Good morning, Jerry. What'd you want to say?
Good morning, and it was no problem waiting at all. I was being able to listen to the broadcast. I'll try and keep this brief. First of all, is Greg Bach related to Bob Bach that used to be on the air in Milwaukee. And the reason why I don't know this question, the answer to this question, is because I've just recently found you on air, Jane. I've only been about 2-3 weeks of finding you, and now you're leaving already.
That is
so unfair. So I'm going to do my favorite Trump impersonation and say, you can't decide when you retire. I will decide.
Whoa.
How do you like them apples?
Wow, Jerry.
Jerry, I'll stay. Just for
That's
you.
It.
That's it. I've changed my mind. I'm unretiring. I'm never leaving.
All right, take it all down, boys. Take the signs down. Return the car.
Thank you,
Jerry.
So
you've
much,
been more
Jerry.
Successful in getting Jane to stay than I have for the past few months trying to tell Jane
First
to
of
stay.
All, answer the question.
Don't tell me what to do.
It's my show. Answer the
it's
question.
It's my birthday. As far as I know, I'm not related to Bob Bach. When I was younger, the last name of Bach was only known for the composer and the guy from Skid Row. You didn't see that name around a lot. I've been seeing it more and more, and every time I see it, I realize, I'm related to no one. So I'm not related to Bob Bach, although great last name. Great name. Bob mm-hmm. Bach. That's a great name for radio.
That should be your radio name.
And starting next week, I'm just Bob Bach. The second. There we go. But no, I am not related to him as far as I know, but we appreciate you calling
thanks
in.
Thanks so much, Jerry.
Thanks for discovering the show. And hey, Jerry, if you want, you can always go to civicmedia.us/shows and you can download episodes from the past few months and listen to the things we've talked about. And listen to more of Jane and get what you need, because there's plenty out there to listen to. And
we got about several months worth of archives on the website.
And we appreciate you finding us too. And as a favor from me to you, Jer Bear, tell a friend about us and what we're doing here.
Let people know that Civic Media is here.
Yes.
We would appreciate that a great deal. We don't have a lot of time to talk about this, but it's important. Time Magazine has named Architects of AI as their Person of the Year for 2025. Greg, you're not particularly happy about this.
I'm not. I feel like there are a lot of people in this country, in this world, who are deserving of that monumental title and should be given the recognition. And to me, especially the fact that the people who are in the picture that Time probably used AI to create, which is that world famous picture of the New York skyline with those construction workers sitting on a beam eating their lunch. They put all of those people on that. And I'm not saying that AI isn't, can't be, or won't be something used for, I believe there can be good, but we're at a point now where AI is so not fully trusted, and the way they're trying to shove it down the throats of all of us here in this country. And it's just so complicated. I don't feel like those individuals deserve this title. I think the person who finds AI's use in helping, like, that is the chief goal and that's the only goal, make them the Person of the Year. But right now, there are a lot of people who could have gotten that title, and I just do not agree with who they picked.
Yeah, I'm not all about these tech bros.
No.
But again, I'm an older person, and I have not embraced a lot of this technology, and I probably won't.
Mm.
I don't want Alexa in my house. I don't want that stuff in my house. It creeps me out.
You already have one on your phone, dude.
Yeah, well, yeah. I don't talk to it at my phone either.
Well, do you remember the Time Magazine Person of the Year cover from, I think it was 2006, when it was you?
Oh, just the pan. It was like a mirror.
It was
finish.
Just because this was like right as, you know, social media and YouTube and like all of these kind of like self-generated content machines were getting off the ground. This to me feels like a weird bookend to that. Right? It was just like, it used to be you creating all this content for the internet, now it's the machines.
Oh my God, that's an amazing, amazing observation.
Well, I think the other concern about this now is that Trump has signed an order essentially saying states can't regulate AI.
The party of states' rights.
Exactly. Yeah. It's all about sending it back to the states, empower the states. Yeah. That's what the founders intended, except when we have a chance to make money, because that's what it's about.
I don't think that's going to be enforceable at all. Well, it's just like Trump saying, like, it's like that scene from The Office where, like, I declare bankruptcy, you know, and it doesn't actually mean anything.
I will be interested to see how the current Supreme Court will get around all those pesky 10th Amendment portions that give states' rights their ability. But when they say that Trump is right, sorry, he can do this. Just burn the 10th Amendment too while we're at it. You know, I just, I, I, It's just disappointing. I'm not anti-AI, but I just feel like this is pandering. This is sucking up to these individuals who, I'm sorry, have, in my opinion, have not done anything that's truly helped this world yet. There are people out there who are laying down their... Give it to Volodymyr Zelensky. There's mm-hmm. one.
And that if he's gotten
I don't even know if he's gotten before. I'm sure he's gotten before. I guarantee you. Give it to him again. I mean, yeah. That's the thing is like, there are just people out there who are truly making a difference. And this to me is a little bit of a slap in the face to all those individuals that Time magazine, Time.
Well, it's like the person of the year thing isn't always just like the best person of the year, though. No, I mean, it's like the person who encapsulated what the year was.
Who made the most waves, or essentially made the most waves. Right. Yeah.
And so obviously last year it was Donald Trump, and this year the AI. Is that, but I just feel like it's just this accepting of the inevitability mm-hmm. of AI that I think I have a problem with.
Yeah.
We have news coming up next. By the way, the keyword this hour was gift. Hurry up. You got 45 seconds.
Oh, boy.
G-I-F-T. Good luck. News is next. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't go away.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.